The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Back to school shopping. It is time. You've probably realized you spent a whole lot of money. Yep. Average American spends $900 in back to school shopping.
Wow.
Isn't that a lot?
I mean, school supplies being more expensive nowadays. Clothes certainly been more expensive too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it doesn't sound crazy, but that's a lot of money. I mean, imagine you have three kids.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, the school list. Producer John, you know what this is like. You have a young son too. You know, when they send the school list home, it's always like 17 things on there, and they're always very specific about what kind of protractor they need, what kind of notebook they need, the marble one, I'm like, are they actually going to use all these things?
Well, and like 90% of which can be solved with modern technology that they're not allowed to have in the classroom, which is always a lot of fun,
That's because we have the littles. But as they get older, because they actually broke it down on how much you're spending on back-to-school shopping, electronics or computer-related equipment is over $300. I mean, it's the minute that Hayden, my older daughter, started to have the Chromebook, I remember being like, wait, we got to buy the Chromebook? I'm like, that's like serious cash right
there. I haven't gotten there yet, and I'm terrified of it.
Yep. So is it just Chromebook, or they can have a regular laptop, right? So, I mean, it lasts them.
Every district, everybody is different. Some schools give it to the kids. Some schools do not. Some schools allow it. Some schools, I mean, it depends on where you are.
But to answer your question, yeah, it's all got to be uniform. They got to have the same gear.
Until they get to high school, it's a little different.
Okay, I was going to say, because then, you know, you buy a laptop, you hope it lasts a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wow.
Over $250 people spend on clothing and accessories.
Yeah.
Over $160 on shoes.
Seems low on the clothes. Okay.
And then school supplies, $140. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but my kids want to buy everything online. I should really say Hayden, my older one. My little one doesn't know if she's coming or going. But for some reason, everything's got to be bought online. But when we want to buy school supplies, we got to go to like one of the big box stores because she's got to see all her different options. Right?
You haven't been to Staples in like over a year, except for last year when you went back to school shopping.
Absolutely.
That's the only time we go.
It used to be like, you know, a whole rite of passage when you would go and find your Trapper Keeper, your backpack, all that. So I still get that, right? You want to see it, you got to try it out, you got to make sure it's cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Producer John has written a song about back to school shopping.
That's true. And I would like you guys to join in. Ready? I want everyone to just kind of make a nice little beat with me. Ready? 3, 4. Yeah, you got it. Intern Rebecca, you too. Ready? We're going back to school shopping. The teacher sent that classroom list. We're going back to school shopping. Make sure there's nothing I missed. Gotta get that Trapper Keeper. Pens and pencils and a notebook too. You know that's true. But it also says get a protractor. I don't remember what a protractor do. I mean, I know it's something to do with math. You got to, like, circumference is in there, but I don't know.
Every time Hayden says to me, I need a new protractor, I think she's lying. I go, for what?
What are they requiring that for?
Oh, scientific calculator? How much does that cost? Get out of here.
Right. Also known as an iPhone, which we have already.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.